All right. In general, I'm a pretty mellow guy. My parents told me that when they brought me home from the hospital, they would put me in the crib every night and I would sleep for 10 hours and not make a peep. And in general, throughout life, throughout my day, I'm pretty mellow. But I can be confrontational. You guys have seen that side of me before.
Mm-hmm. Boy, have we.
I've gotten a lot better over the years, though. I used to be real confrontational, and one of the things that would stir me up that I think has stirred all of us up here at the Ticket, negative emails. You know, we'll have a hot sports opinion, and invariably there's somebody that disagrees with that opinion, and so they fire off an email. Shut up, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. And in the old days...
That sounds like a pretty good point that emailer had there, actually, Junior.
In the old days, that used to tick me off, and so I'd get in an email war, but now I delete them, or I laugh at them. The three of us will get an email like that from somebody, and we'll read it to the other guys, and we'll all get a big laugh out of it. Laughter is a great way to deal with stress. Or the delete button, that's another good way.
Mm-hmm.
So getting rid of that took a lot of the confrontation out of my life. I used to get road rage a lot, but I've really mellowed on the roads over the years. I've decided that there's way too many crazy armed motorists out there, and it's not worth it. So I choose my battles wisely these days. And for me, that means targeting attitudinal teenagers.
Targeting? You're going to get shot or knifed by confronting these teens.
As an aging Muhammad Ali said back circa 1980, I'm fighting people I can whoop right now. And I figure that in my mid-40s, I can still whoop most teens and preteens.
Yeah, certainly the 12-year-old.
Right.
You can you're not talking about like... 16, 17, 18. Some of those could beat you up.
Oh, there's no doubt. Like I said, I pick my battles wisely.
The tweenagers.
I think tweenagers is what you're targeting.
Yes. I can still take care of most of them. So I've had a few run-ins with these teens or tweens over the past few years. I've told some of these stories on the air. There was the one time, this was probably 10 years ago, I was on my bike. And I was on a road that didn't have a stop sign or a red light, so I'm just going straight. And there are four teenagers in a car, and they're at a stop sign waiting for me to pass. And as I go in front of them, the driver revs his motor and yells at me, I'm going to run you over. I'm going to run you over. Well, when you're on your bike, you're already, your senses are heightened, and you're already kind of nervous, and you're watching the motorists. Well, that set me off. So they passed me, and I chased him down and caught him at a red light, and I went around to the passenger side, and I said, what'd you say to me? And the guy just looked straight ahead. He didn't say anything, and I reached in and grabbed him by the collar.
Oh, no.
Which probably could have gotten
Danny
me arrested.
White incident.
It was a Mike Vanderjagt incident, and as I'm trying to pull him out through the window, he floored it and went over the curb. And then, of course, as they get away from me, they're flipping me off.
Sure. Later. Made for a great story at
they
school
won.
The next day.
They won.
A couple of years ago, we were staying at a house down in Galveston, and the next-door neighbors were not there. And a group of about eight teens, and I remember I told this story on the show, they had just gotten a bunch of ice cream from the ice cream truck in the neighborhood. And they're sitting on these people's deck, and they're eating the ice cream, and they're throwing the wrappers everywhere and spilling ice cream. Meanwhile, two of these tweens are having basically intercourse in front of us.
Whoa.
As we sit there with friends and we're watching this whole thing unfold, and I couldn't believe it. And so I went over to confront them, you know, about, hey, this isn't your property and you're trashing it. And they all took off, and I chased them down and caught one and then gave them a talking to.
He has targeted teens.
Yeah.
Y'all used to give me a hard time about battling the teenagers. Now it's Junior who is having teenage wars.
So I had another incident this past weekend, Memorial Day, back in Galveston. Back in that same neighborhood, which is a very quiet, very family-friendly neighborhood. So on a holiday weekend, like Memorial Day, you've got tons of people down there. They've either got a house or they're renting a house, and they're there with their kids. Lots of kids.
And they'll just unleash them.
They let them run free in the neighborhood.
Just let them
go. It's a real laid-back neighborhood. And one of the big things in the neighborhood is that a lot of people have golf carts, and that's how you drive down to the beach or you drive to the convenience store, you drive around the neighborhood. Kids are not supposed to be driving these carts unless they have a driver's license. But a lot of times you'll get 12-year-olds driving around, and they're real crazy, and it's a headache, and you got golf carts everywhere. So on Saturday, I went for a run, and I'm running through the neighborhood, and this golf cart with six kids loaded onto it, three on the front facing forwards, three on the back facing backwards, they pass me. As soon as they get past me, I hear, "All right, that's it. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep those knees up. Come on. You can do better than that. Raise those knees. Come on. Work those hammies."
All right. He's giving you some coaching from the back of the golf cart. Kind of funny, right?
Trying to help your show.
So first time, I don't say anything. I just keep running. I think, all right, I'm going to get that. I guess I'm out here running.
When you're jogging, do you try to keep your knees up?
Yeah.
Work those hammies.
That's odd advice.
So then about 10 minutes later, they pass
me. That kid's a genius.
They pass me again. And they start yelling at me again as soon as they pass me. And I hear, "Come on, you can do it. You're not working hard enough. You're running like a girl. You're running like a girl."
Genius.
So I just very casually extend my middle finger. And
Junior, what are you doing?
Kids. Way to go.
As I keep people starring their own movie for a while.
And I gain an immense amount of satisfaction out of flipping them off. I don't know if they saw it or not. And, you know, I may very well have been running like a girl. I just didn't want to hear it from some punk who sounded like a girl. All right, so 10, 15 more minutes go by, and here they come again.
Oh, yes. No.
Yes.
More bits.
So they pass me, and they don't say anything, but we're at the end of a cul-de-sac. And as they pass me, I hear them talking amongst themselves, "It's him again. It's him again." And so I'm thinking, all right, they're about to drive by me again. They're going to do the U-turn in the cul-de-sac, and they're going to lay into me again. So at this point, I've had enough. So I know they're in a cul-de-sac. I know I have them trapped. So I turn around, and I just start walking towards them. And they're driving straight towards me, and I'm not getting out of the way. And I'm right in front of them playing chicken with them,
and they
slam on the brakes. So now I've got them stopped. And I stand there, and I said, "All right, here I am. You guys have been yelling at me all afternoon. I can't really hear what you're saying because I'm running away from you and you're driving away. So here I am. Tell me what you want to tell me."
Now, is your voice raised or are you talking as calmly as you're saying it here?
Talking as calmly as I am here. And so none of them say a word. There are a couple girls in the cart and they just have failed smile.
They were strutting for them.
Right. Yeah. The guys... a couple of them were looking at me, but like confused, and the other couple were on their cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
They just put their head down and started looking at their cell phone. I said, "Come on, you guys have been really vocal all afternoon. You don't have anything to say to me now that I'm right here?" And one guy just looks at me and goes, "What?" And I said, "Oh, it wasn't you. Was it this kid over here?" And he just puts his head down on the cell phone. I said, "This is amazing. You've been screaming at me all afternoon. Now you won't say a word." And then I may have cussed.
Uh-oh. What? Which did you go with? Which cuss word?
I think it might have been the F word.
Oh, no.
And then I said the F word again when I said, "You know what? I can't wait for the day that I'm old enough to be able to drive around in a blanking golf cart. And have my own blanking cell phone. You guys are so cool. Wow." And so they then take off when I'm done with them, and I run behind them for a little ways, mocking them even more.
You kept going at them?
And then they pulled away, and they didn't say anything else to me, and they passed me one more time and didn't say anything else that time when they passed.
You're a mean old man.
Okay.
So what if they would have... bowed up to you and said, "Yeah, we're making fun of you, so what?" And what if they would have ticked you off?
I would have bowed up to you. Like when I was a kid and I'm surrounded by, I've got a little group mentality, I got a pack with me.
Mm-hmm.
I would have made sport of you.
And
I'm surprised. You always tend to have very good luck with these teenagers because they always clam up around you.
I can be very intimidating when I want to be, especially to a teen. And I think I get a little scary.
Uh-huh.
I think I look like a madman. And I think at times, you know...
like you could have eaten their face off.
I think I could have done that. I could have forced one of them to climb a crane and then slip.
Stop, man.
Jeez.
A little early for that.
Yeah. And he's laughing about it.
But I think it would take the rare teen to bow up to me. Now,
God, I would have smart-assed you so badly.
You would have gone into another routine and amped it up a little bit.
And, you know, at that point, I might have gotten physical with you.
Right, and then I would have known that I would have won. I may take a punch, but the consequences for you in our society would be much worse.
In the old days, the consequences would have been awful for the kid, because I remember as a kid, the worst thing was for another adult to come to my parents and say, Craig was misbehaving, Craig was rude, Craig was offensive. I was in for hell that day then. And so you lived in fear of other adults. And today's teen, they don't live in fear of adults, just like the kid who was taunting Mike Vanderjagt. I never would have done that as a 14-year-old, taunting a teacher or a coach. I feared those people.
Because you were a wuss.
And back in the day, you never would have gone back. Let's say you got assaulted by some dude who, you know, picked you up by your shirt and threw you back in the golf cart or threw you up against the wall. You never would have told your parents. You would have said, God, that was embarrassing.
Right.
And you hope that that guy wouldn't go and tell your parents. And if he did, your parents wouldn't go, all right, let's contact our lawyer. Mm-hmm. They would have said, okay, well, that's what happens if you smart off to someone, and now you're going to take a punishment for what you did to that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But now, yeah, Gordon's right. If you, and I'm not advocating hitting a teenager or a 13-year-old or something like that. But, it turns into assault all of a sudden. If, you know, you grab him by the shirt or you grab him by the shoulder like Mike Vanderjagt did, and all of a sudden that's assault and that's a lawsuit. I think that's ridiculous.
You know what I think I probably would have done if you had gordoed me or if one of those kids had gordoed me?
Don't make me a verb. I don't appreciate that.
I think I would have raised my voice to obscene levels, gotten right in their face, gone ultimate intimidation on them, probably not grab them or strike them because I know what happens today to adults that do that. But I think I would have stayed with them, driven them, walked with them to their house and talked to their parents. I think that's how I would have handled it. And I would have said, this is what your kid's been doing. Oh, by the way, I saw them later trenching somebody's yard in one of those golf carts. But I was at too much of a distance I didn't want to scream at them, but that's what I would have done.
Did you guys ever do that, by the way, in high school, trench someone's yard?
No. What's the purpose of that?
I think I was in a vehicle once that did this.
That's terrible.
It's horrible. Yeah. I'm not saying that I was a ringleader here. I'm saying that I was in a vehicle
in the car that did it,
in which that happened. And it's not your buddy that pays the price. It's his dad that has to mess with all that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's so sorry.
You're a flawed guy.
Flawed guy.
There is just something about the teenage, predominantly male, say 13 to 17, that is just unbearable. But I've noticed that it's pretty much only when they're around other teens, when they're around their peers. Like, I meet 15-year-olds all the time who are with their parents, and they're so polite, and they're so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you get them one-on-one, they're really nice, and you think, okay, America's in okay shape. But then when you see four or five of them together, you think America is headed towards hell quickly. Because
that was us, though. We were just
set it up every generation.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say. It doesn't matter the generation. It's that age. 13 to 17, you are the biggest jackass.
Yeah. It's a crap age. It's, I think, 12 to, God, 17?
17, yeah.
Yeah, 12 to 17 is the most worthless age. We ought to just tank everyone up with some sort of drug that it's some medically induced coma, and just let you age through those years, and then you just wake up.
Then you'll wake up with that same attitude, though.
Yeah.
Do you think they would have backed off if you tried to diffuse it with humor? If you would have said to them, "Hey, I can't run any faster. I'm an old man," or something like that.
Maybe. Yeah.
But that what you didn't want to do.
That. Nah, I think that would have just encouraged them to.
You really think
that would have validated them to think, okay, he thinks we're funny. We'll just amp it up a little bit until. Yeah, they would have kept going. I don't think it would have diffused it.
And there's something else when you're in the middle of a workout or a game or something, some physical activity where you've got the adrenaline pumping, it's very hard to shut it down and go the humor route because you've got all these hormones raging and you're, you know, you feel like ripping somebody's head off as opposed to being funny with them. So it's hard to make that transition.
So now when you see Junior jogging around town, you got to tell him to get a sneeze on.
Get his knees up. He's running like a girl.
Hammies. This is going to turn into you. You're my chicken. I was making chicken this weekend. I was asked about 50 times, hey, is my chicken ready yet?
I thought about that before I told the story. If I'm at the lake on Saturday, I'm going to hear that 100 times.
You
and
bet.
That's fine. It's funny. I don't care.
Old surly bastard.
What the hell's that?
I don't know.
Couple of other items from my story of the confrontation with the attitudinal teens over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
One, I did think, I wonder if any of those kids is rolling on me with his cell phone video.
Could have been.
And I could be a YouTube hit.
Because, you know, they all had iPhones.
Yeah.
Kids just don't just have cell phones now. They've got iPhones.
And another that I think I'll save for tomorrow, but I did, a hypothetical occurred to me. That I think is a very fun hypothetical, and maybe we'll do that tomorrow at 7:40.
Okay.
All right. I guess since we gave our side, the adult side, of a confrontational story, we owe equal time to the teenage side of things. So joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is Dylan, the attitudinal teen. Good morning, Dylan.
What's up?
Hey, what's up with you?
Chilling.
Oh, yeah, good.
Chilling, huh?
Your producer called me. Let's get it straight.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, you didn't want to go on our show. You wanted, we wanted you on our show, right?
Yeah, why'd you guys want me on? Probably to get some ratings finally, huh? Jeez. You know what? I can't even believe you guys are still on the radio.
Oh, really? Really?
I can't believe it's still radio, to be quite honest with you.
You barely have time for radio.
Can I get that on my iPod, radio? Then I'm not interested, right?
Yeah, I guess you could. Just can't get our stream.
Shut up. Hold on.
All right.
I'm texting. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Are you done?
All right. Okay, yeah. What do you guys want me to talk about?
We just wanted to talk about the general attitude of the teenager, and we find that when you're with other teens in particular, you guys are just intolerable.
Yeah, your little monkey producer actually told me the story. and the way I see it, if some old is running around in gay little shorts, effing up my view of the beach, I'm going to razz you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, worthless.
I guess you feel
you're
like...
harsh in my golf cart buzz, you know?
So you feel like you have that right?
You feel like you have that right.
Oh, God.
You feel like you have that right. God, you sound like a tard.
Hey, oh, wow.
Why do we need old people anyway?
Why do we need old people?
Why do we need old people? There's no reason to have old people.
Well, I think that's the
goal. I think that's the goal.
Yeah, to make it to have a nice long life.
I think that's the goal. Have a nice long life.
Oh, God. See, don't you want to punch him?
Everyone over the age of 30 ought to be taken out and shot in the swollen prostate.
Whoa. You know, you're going to be over the age of 30 maybe one day.
Oh, spoken like a guy who has a swollen prostate, huh? Yeah. You have that, don't you? Your prostate's probably the size of a watermelon. You probably have a chair in your shower, don't you?
No, I think my prostate is fine for now.
I'm a pushed in this right now.
Man. So what do you do, Dylan? What's your deal? I mean, are you in high school, or what's your story?
Yeah, I'm in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But I may leave. I don't know. I don't care. I may leave to go get a $100,000 a year job.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's a lot of those out there for high school kids.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that hire me.
Mm-hmm.
You guys couldn't get another job. You lose this one, you're done.
Yeah, you're probably
right. There may be some truth to that.
Yeah, no one wants to hire some 50-year-old, 60-year-old guy, however old you guys are.
We're not quite that old yet.
Jeez, whatever.
It's
you
true.
You guys probably have to take a fistful of penis pills just to climb on top of your wives for another sad episode of Shooting Blanks.
Oh,
God.
That's getting a little personal.
That is a little personal, Dylan. Like, come on.
Personal. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I got a little personal with you. Oh, forgive me. Does the Bible teach you to forgive people?
Well, yes.
That's a good thing to do. Yes, you should forgive people.
Oh, thank Jesus. Oh, God. You got any old people rants you want to go on?
No, not really.
No, you got any just teenage you ranch you want to go on?
Just that you guys fought in World War One or whatever. That didn't mean you have all the answers.
We didn't fight in World War One, but we do think you should respect your elders.
You guys have one job in this world, and that's to fund my life, okay?
No, that's your
sweating.
That's your parents' job.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, generically, parents, okay?
Oh, okay.
You fund our lives, you get out of our way, you let us have our keg parties, and you let us have sex with our girlfriends in your bed. That's the way it works.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay? It's time for the young. The world is here for the young.
Is it?
Space is super gay, too, by the way.
Oh, okay.
All right? Why don't you get off my phone now, all right? I'm going to hang up on you.
Okay, good. Yeah, I think we're done with you anyway.
Oh, I think we're done with you. Oh, I think we're done with you.
Oh, God. He wouldn't do that if he were in person.
Next time I see you, Junior Miller, in your super gay shorts, me and all my golf cart buddies are going to say stuff to you.
All right, I'll be waiting for you, Dylan.
Dylan out.
Yeah. Oh, he's out. There he goes, Dylan.